are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Tell that neighbor the subject this morning. No more ditch living. Look at somebody and tell them no more ditch living. You know, shout the subject to one more person. Don't be scared of them. Shout them and say no more ditch living. Look at somebody and say we tired of all the excuses. Bottom line, no more ditch living. Oh, I wish y'all shout that subject. No more ditch living. No more what? No more what? No more ditch living. Notice when you deal with the word omniscient, the word omniscient has to do with all knowing or the one who knows everything. We need to follow the right guide because he knows everything about everything and about everyone. Now we know there are those who claim to be know-it-alls, but it is just a false claim. No one knows all saving God. But you may be here today and you may say, but Pastor, you so anointed and you pray so much. Do you not know everything? No. The only one who knows everything is God. God knows so much that he knows more about us than we know about ourselves. Because when it comes to God, unlike your husband, unlike your wife, even your good mama, God is not limited in his knowledge. Oh God, he has all knowledge. And he knows again everything. So if I'm going to follow a guide, I want to make sure that it is the omniscient or the all-knowing guide. Again, don't miss it, because if I follow him, then he's going to lead me into all truth. Because even as a believer, there are times that we can even get ourselves entangled into things that we have no business getting entangled into. See, don't ever think that when the Bible said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't ever think that he was only referring to sinners. Because if the truth be told, even as saints of God, we sometimes get ourselves in predicaments that the only one that can get us out is God. I wonder, has anybody ever got yourself into something and it was so easy for you to get in it, but you found it difficult to get out, and you found yourself saved but having to call upon the name of Jesus? I wish you shout, show it right. If you've ever got yourself in trouble, shout, show it right. If you ever jacked up your own life, shout, show it right. And see, it takes God to deliver when human power is not enough. And so I want to follow him, because again, he's going to lead me into all truth. And even if I get myself into something that I had no business getting myself into, if I follow my guide, then he's going to lead me out. And I'm going to experience liberating power. Some of you, the only reason you're doing as good as you are in your finances is because through your giving, God liberated you. God had to teach some of us that it wasn't all about what you make an hour. He had to teach some of us that your giving will change your living. Oh, there are some folks in here right now know you living good, but it's only because you followed the omniscient guide. Oh, even when it comes to where some of us work in our careers, we went from job to job to job, unhappy at jobs, unsatisfied with jobs. And then we decided to follow our omniscient guide. And he led us to the right job, led us to the right people. See, it ain't nothing like being in the right place at the right time. Just like a flower, if you put a flower in the right soil, sooner or later it has to bloom. But see, you got to get in the right place. There's a place, come on somebody, that needs your gifts. There is a place that God has for you to be promoted in. But if you're out of place, you'll work but be frustrated. You'll get up and go to your job, but for 8 or 10 hours a day, your job is frustrating you. See, you're not in the right place. Oh, you say, Pastor, I'm here because I know how to do it. I'm here because I got a degree. I'm here for the money, but you need to be where you are because that's where your God led you. Am I right about it? Now, when he guides, this is important. He does basically three things. Number one, when the right guide, who is the omniscient guy, when he's guiding, he's number one, assisting, or he's helping. See, the Holy Spirit is not like some folk who want you to follow them only so they can take advantage of you, only so they can get over on you. Come on. Some of us could have said amen. Because we've been the people in time past, a one folk to follow us only so we can mess over. Am I right? I ain't gonna go into all that, but just know that when he's guiding, he's helping you. He's helping you. For the Spirit of God that led Jesus up into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. See, everywhere the Holy Spirit or our guide leads us, you may or may not want to go. But when you recognize he's helping me, I'm going to go wherever he sends me. Oh, God, that's where you can't just be a part of any church. You need the Holy Spirit to guide you to the congregation that he wants to place you in. Oh, come on, you know that's right. And when he's guiding you, he's helping you. He may put you in a place where you are rebuked, where you are corrected. And if you ain't careful, you'll try to run, but don't run. That's what you need. That's what you need to get that boy out of you. That's what you need in order not to go back to doing what you have no business to do. I need some strong teaching. So don't run when you are corrected by the Holy Spirit. Directly or indirectly, again, he's helping you. Helping me. Now, some of us in here, we hate correction. We never look at correction as somebody helping us. But you have to learn. When you start to mature, you recognize if correction is coming from God, he's helping me. When God tells you, don't you do that no more. He ain't trying to hurt you. He's trying to help you. Look, stop hanging with him. Lord don't want me to feel good. He don't want me to be in love. No, he's trying to help you. Just like our parents. Sometimes when they would get on to us, we didn't understand that they was helping us. Come on. Them whoopings. Once you got older, you recognize, man, me and mama was helping me. And we got to back up and say, every one of them want help now. Sometimes mama was mad. Mama was frustrated. Daddy was angry about something. Anybody know anything about that? But listen. Not the omniscient guy. He's helping. He's helping. Number two, he's leading us in the right way. He's leading us in the right way. We talked about Proverbs 14 and 12, where there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of destruction. See, when it comes to our omniscient guy, he's going to lead us in the right way. The thing about us, when he starts leading you in the right way, you have to be determined to stay off highway seems right. Now, God done straightened you out. He done delivered you even from your own mistakes. He done protected you from your enemy who saw you make a mistake and wanted to come in and bum rush you or ambush you and take you out. But God said, no, I'm not going to let you take her out. I'm going to show her grace and mercy. I'm going to put her on the right path. I'm going to teach her my way. I'm going to teach him my word. And so when he started getting you on the right path, it's your responsibility not to get back on highway seems right. And start doing in and of yourself what you feel you big and bad enough to do. Because that's some of our problem. That's how we get ourselves in trouble. Get to saying stuff like, well, I'm a man. Ain't nobody gonna be telling me what to do. I'm a man. So it ain't about being a man, brother. It's about staying on the right path. And sometimes it takes more mature men to help younger men stay on the right path. Whoa, y'all. I should have got some more amen. Sometimes it take an older woman. Oh, go on and teach that thing power. To teach a young woman. Notice what the scripture said. How to love her husband. How to love her children. That means you can have children and don't even know how to love them. But he's going to get on the right path and stop looking at them like they're cursed and recognize they're a blessing. You got to sit up under a real woman. And she's going to help you stay on the right path. Am I right? But both of us can't be on highway seems right and we trying to help each other. No, two drowning folk can't help each other. Am I right about it? And then finally, don't miss this. He's going to provide beneficial direction, instructions, and counsel. That right guy, that omniscient guy, is going to provide, listen, beneficial direction and instructions and counsel. But see, the wrong guy, it's going to do the antithesis of everything that I just talked about. Going to do the opposite. See, if you get to fall in the wrong guide, they're going to hurt you. They're going to damage you. They're going to lead you in the wrong way. Come on. And some of us know about that. And some folk led us in some things, but You seen somebody and they roll a joint and you be like, man, you got that tight. And they may say something like, man, shoot, my older brother, man, he showed me. He showed you some things, but it wasn't. So I've had folk lead me into stuff, and when they led me into something, I thought, whoa, never seen this. First time somebody asked me that, I want to go to a script club. I was like, what? Script club? What's them doing script club and a regular club? They said, no, man, you got to get here. Bruh, watch this. And when I went in there, the first woman to walk by, I was like, what the? When that night was over, I run up to her and said, man, when we going again? Then I got to be where I was a regular. Let me see nobody. Oh, yeah, the bathroom back there to the right. Some of y'all don't like teaching like this. See, everybody don't mean you're good when they're trying to lead you somewhere. Am I right about it? Now, the wrong guy provides directions and instructions and counsel, but it's jacked up. And notice, if you follow a blind guide Or if you follow the wrong guide, notice this, the scripture is plain, that both will end up in a ditch. If you following the wrong person, you headed to the ditch. He ain't gonna tell me where I'm gonna end up. No, it's not necessarily me telling you, but it's the scripture showing you where you're gonna end up. You're gonna end up in the ditch because you're following the wrong God. And we need to get determined. No more ditch living. Somebody really needs to get tired of the ditch. What is the ditch? Four things I want you to hold on to that the ditch symbolizes. When I read them, some of us, it's to the point to where we are in and out of the ditch. Even folk that come to church a lot, if you look at how they live, and so forth, they in and out of the ditch. Come on. You don't know whether to call her sister wonderful today or sister ditch. Because she's so in and out of the ditch. You know what amazes me is about folk who want to testify. But after they testify, they go back to the You had that powerful testimony. But look at you. In the ditch. You sung that song so wonderful. And if the truth be told, you took the time to come out the ditch to sing it. Only to know when I'm done with it, I gotta go back to the ditch. God helping some of us. So what does that ditch represent, Pam? Number one, it represents a place where you are lost or confused about important things. See, you know you're in a ditch when it comes to important matters and you don't know what to do. Can I back up? You never know what to do. That's too important for you not to know what to do. You don't know if it's your house or not. It's too important just to sign a paper because a realtor is pushing you and telling you three more folk got to come view it. You got to know if it's yours or not. But if you confuse and you sign that paper, that's ditch living. Come on. And tell your neighbor, it's time out for being confused about important things. Well, I don't know if I'm going to wear the blue tie or the green tie. It don't matter. Put on tie. It ain't going to be no deal breaker. Saving, we got special color. Just pick one. Come on. I don't know if I'm going to do Zagsby or Chick-fil-A. They basically the same. Just pick one. You're going to be doing chicken. You're going to be in the chicken family. Pick one. Come on, you ever got to a restaurant, you just, I don't know. I don't know what I want. It ain't that big of a deal. You can come back again. Do what I do sometimes. Try something. But when you tried, oh God, and it ain't no good, don't want your money back because you tried. Don't be talking about, oh, this ain't what I thought. That's your fault. Pay me. It don't taste like I thought. That's on you. I'm teaching good. But when it comes to certain things that's not important, really don't matter. Tried to tell my wife that years ago when she wanted me to help clean up. I said, I'm going to help. But now if I make the bed and don't tuck the sheets, it ain't that important. The bed is made up. Why are you removing the comforter to see the bottom layer? Who does that? It ain't that. And now you want to argue? It ain't that important. Did what I could do. And I'm never going to be a tuck man. Because as soon as I get in, I want to untuck. Come on. It ain't that. But watch this. People fall out with each other about things that's not important. Be mad at somebody. And somebody asks, what's the problem? Well, put it on the table. What'd they do? Well, I mean, be honest with your parents. I think she rolled her eyes at me. You think she rolled her eyes. I had a person tell me one time, said they felt a certain way when they got in front of people, around people. And I said, well, how you feel? He said, I feel like they be talking in code. And I said, how you know? He said, because when I come in, they talk and then they stop talking. Maybe the conversation was over. But people will feel a certain way about something. Husband and wife ain't speaking. Arguing over money. When one could easily look back and say, what money? What money? Everything we got is coming in and going, what money are you referring to? You had $7 Monday and that. Really? We finna go here. But ditch living has you confused about important things. Number two, you're struggling. When you're in the ditch, you're struggling unnecessarily. In other words, when you're in the ditch and you doing that ditch living, you are going through things, listen, that are unnecessary. It's going to be enough that a Christian going to go through without us putting ourselves. I'm telling you right now, there are some folk in the church right now. You in the ditch. That's ditch living because you always going through something that ain't necessary. Come on. Is anybody being helped? It's unnecessary. Somebody just shout. That's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. Number three, it's a place where progress is hindered or stopped. In other words, you'll know you're in the ditch because you were doing good, but all of a sudden, now progress has just done ceased. So you fall in the wrong guy. You're in a ditch. And then finally, it's a place where you're constantly oppressed or depressed. See, folk who do ditch living, y'all are right with that, ain't you? Always somewhere. I want y'all to hear me. Feeling sorry for themselves. Why don't you come out of that ditch, girl? Nobody knows what I'm going. Come out of that ditch, girl. Why are you looking so pitiful? I'm about to get in trouble. It's something wrong when saints be looking pitiful all the time. Some of you like you in a 14-day fast. Every time we see, they just look pitiful. And then get upset and you walk to and say, what's wrong? Why are you talking about something? You looking pitiful. I'm battling in my body. You ain't never heard of the supernatural strength of God? Somebody don't like this. And see, the ditch is a place where you never happy. See, folk in the ditch can get more money, but they ain't gonna be happy. Can get the job they say they want, but still ain't happy. See, you in the tell your neighbor, it's time for no more ditch living. I need you to shout that to somebody. It's time for no more ditch living. Can somebody say, I ain't putting up with it. I ain't having it. I'm done with ditch living. Shout to them, it's time for me to go further. No more ditch living. Y'all better get it in your spirit. I said no more. No more. No more. That may be where your cousin gonna be, but when it come to you, it's no more. Are y'all serious? It's time to go what? Farther. Time to go to higher what? Heights. You can't go until you're done with ditch living. Done with it. Let me see a chair real quick. Just set it right down here. Deep. Y'all gonna let me teach? I need one more chair real quick. Don't take it from you because you're going to need Brother Bogart. Just sit it right there. All right, Brother Bo, get in the ditch. Ditch living. Ditch living. You know the sad thing if we ain't careful? Somebody going to be throughout this service shouting, getting happy. What pastor preach about? Shoot, that man preach today. No more ditch living. And are not serious. Gonna still leave and do things that they don't want to do, but they bound. You in the ditch. And I told you, no more ditch living. But see, here's the problem with saints in this church. You in the ditch. You won't let the Holy Spirit lead you. Oh, let me show you how some of us are. But you're scrapping and clawing. Come on, Brother Boy. Scrap and claw a little bit. Trying to get out of that ditch. Oh, well, some of you working overtime. What you doing, brother? Why ain't you at church? Man, I got to get there. Just trying to get out of that ditch. But see, when you become your guide to get out the ditch, teach it, Pastor. The only thing you do is climb out of a small ditch into a bigger ditch. Oh, I'm helping somebody. That's all you doing. When you don't let God deliver you, when you don't let God teach you, when you don't let God counsel you, when you don't let God help you, when you don't let God direct you, you're just working your way out of one ditch. No, not another ditch, a bigger ditch. And the hole is getting deeper and deeper. To the point to where people throw up their hands and say, I don't want nothing else to do with God and the church. It didn't work for me. No, God ain't the one didn't work. It's you trying to get out that ditch on your own. That's what didn't work. Do you know what God's saying to his church? That no one, I'm through, Brother Bo. You can leave the chair there. No one who's willing to truly follow him will have to live in a ditch. Single woman ain't got to be in no ditch. Single brother ain't got to be in no ditch. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. Single mama, you ain't gotta be in no ditch. Minister, you ain't gotta be in no ditch.
Leader, you don't belong in the ditch because you following a pastor that ain't got nothing to do with the ditch.
How you following me? And I'm not in a ditch, but you loving the ditch. I'm fitting the clothes. But tell your neighbor, it's simple. It's real plain. No more ditch living.
Do you know as a result of this message, something supernatural about to happen for somebody?
God gonna look at that financial ditch and he gonna send somebody.
I thought more of y'all would have received that. Be seated. And you see, just shout, no more ditch living. Shout, no more ditch living. Tap 3-4 and tell them, ditch the ditch. Tap 3-4 and tell them, ditch the ditch.
When you're free and see that, hey man, you want to go do church? Oh no, bro, I ditched the ditch. I ain't with that ditch living no more. When your homegirl calls, hey, you won't just go one to shopping today? You want to just go look at some stuff? I ditched the ditch. If you want to go buy something, I'll go with you. If you want to go purchase something, I'll go with you. But I'm done. That's ditch living. Always looking, never getting. That's ditch living. That's ditch living. Never paying your bills. That's ditch living. Never paying people you owe. That's ditch living. Good God. Somebody feel it in here this morning. Somebody feel it. No more ditch living. I need about 10 folk that don't care what nobody think. Get out your seat and run to somebody and tell them no more ditch living. I need somebody on the east side to go to the west side. I need somebody on the west side go to the east side. Tell somebody no more ditch living. See, God gonna bless you if you move out. He gonna honor if you move out. Somebody need to move. It's in your spirit. No more ditch living. I dare you to tell somebody, my family gonna ditch the ditch. Time to come out. Been here too long, overstayed my welcome. I gotta ditch the ditch. Because there's no more ditch living. No more ditch living. No more being broke. No more ditch living. Being broke all the time is ditch living. No more ditch living. If God gotta call me to look up on the rock and find it, I gotta find something because I'm done with the ditch living. I done ditched the ditch. Oh! Be seated, be seated. I gotta give you two scriptures. Two scriptures and we done. Two scriptures. Two scriptures gonna keep you from trying to claw your own way out. Two scriptures gonna help you from going from a little ditch to a big ditch. Psalm 73. We close. Psalm 73. And we got one more scripture and I'm done. Psalm 73. Oh, somebody happy. Somebody got it in them. Somebody gonna see you out the church. They gonna be like, what done happened to you, man? You gonna no more ditch? Man, what that mean? Psalm 73. In verse number 24. This is what God will do. Stop digging your way out of one little ditch to a bigger ditch. Follow the omniscient guide. Notice what God does. And he will guide you.
or he will guide me with your counsel. You will guide me with your what?
Counsel.
Tell you, never ain't no need to try to dig yourself out. The omniscient God is going to give you counsel that's going to bring you out. Pastor, I'm dealing with a big problem. He going to give you counsel about how to handle that problem. If you do everything he tells you to do, you will conquer the problem. But it's going to be his counsel. What do I get his counsel? You can get his counsel in prayer. You can get his counsel through the word. But the main way he gives us his counsel is through the house prophet. It's coming to church. Not just coming, but living and applying the word of God to your life. That means stuff I said today, you ain't going to just be nobody to amen it. But you recognize, I got to use that counsel. I got to use that counsel. He's going to give you advice. Going to give you instructions. And tell your neighbor, these instructions or this advice is going to be bigger than you. Listen to me. That means when God starts giving you counsel, don't you sit there and try to figure everything out. Remember, you don't know everything. Come on. I never forget years ago, me and Sister Donna were struggling in our marriage. Struggling so bad, it was like, you know, hey, maybe we done ran the course to where we can't put up with each other no more. And I took it to God in prayer. And I said, Lord, you got to do something. You know what God told me? He said, this is what I want you to do. That's how he told me. I was just like, oh man, this. He said, up your love for. I was like, she getting on my. Up my love. Which included as a man. Be more patient. Listen to her when she talks. Cause sometimes women, when they talk, bro, they just be going on and on and on and on. Then they get all into them feelings. And then when they say, do you understand me? Girl, yeah, I feel you. Turn around, two men, do the very thing she asked you. Stop doing that. But he said, up your love. When I put that into action, I started seeing change. Now listen, women, this don't mean you're going to run over no man. Let's go to Psalm 107. Yeah, you got these women now, they're going to jump on a bobcat and going to plow some brother right over. You heard what Pastor said? Go out there and spend money. They ain't had no business spending. He trying to straighten self so self get paid. You said that's right. What Pastor told you? Up your love. Psalm 107. This is it right here. Psalm 107, 29. He calms the storm. I mean, no, nobody calms the storm like God. So that his waves are still. See, God will help you. See that storm coming? And those waves coming, that's ditch. That's a person in a place that's dangerous. But he said he know how to calm the storm. So that his waves are still. They are glad because they are quiet. Watch this. When you start appreciating what God do for you. See, they are glad. When God quiets the storm, when he causes the waves to be still. Notice verse 30. They are glad. Because they are quiet. So when you start appreciating what God is doing, no matter how small it may be, once you start appreciating it, then watch what happens. Then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired haven. So guides them when they start appreciating what he's doing. Then God said, I'm going to start guiding you. Notice it, to your desired haven or to your safe place or to your refuge. See, some of you, God is guiding you to refuge for a time is this. so that you can come out the ditch. And instead of having ditch living, you about to experience productive living. Just tell somebody, no more ditch living. I'm done with the message. Come on.